opened his eyes. I jumped. It had been 5 or 6 years, and he didn't appear to be in a friendly mood. I discovered that I just wanted to get out and indulge my taste for beer. Ty Day helped me with my burdens. Somehow, one bottle of beer stuck to his hand. I noted that his charges were all healthy still, though Narayan Singh might have acquired a fresh crop of bruises. Where the hell is everybody? I grumbled again. I've got stuff to do, but we can't go off and leave these characters alone. They're bound to get into some kind of mischief. Long Shadow, Howler, and Singh were not volunteering to go back into captivity. I took another long drink. The quiet really bothered me. It might indicate yet another less than brilliant attempt to subdue Soulcatcher. She had grudges enough against us as it was. I had seen the ground that had suffered Lady's Barrage. It bore no resemblance to its springtime self. Rocks as big as houses had had holes punched right through them. Most of the busted-up trees had burned. There had been rock slides and cave-ins. In places, the rock appeared to have become plastic. It had sagged like candle wax. Catcher's Cave couldn't be found. The only bodies found so far were those of crows. There was no evidence that Soulcatcher or her prisoner had suffered any serious discomfiture. Live crows laughed amongst the tortured rocks. Chapter 91. Tide grunted. These days he was positively garrulous, sometimes mouthing as many as 2 entire sentences in an hour. But this time he needed no words. He just put his beer in his other hand and pointed into the gathering darkness. The missing folks were returning in a mob, coming from the direction of Catcher's disaster. Why would they all charge off into the foothills? Because the old man realized my seizure must have been caused by Lady's rascal sister? No, he wouldn't bother for something that trivial. But he would go to all that trouble to round up Sleepy. Where did you find him? I asked Sparkle, who was leading the mule dragging the travoy onto which Sleepy was strapped. It was obvious that the kid had had it rough. His weight was down. His wardrobe wasn't much fresher than Narayan Singh's, whom I mentioned to the old man as soon as I found him. It was pure luck that we showed up when we did. We got them under control, but you've got to do something, or they're going to become a major bite in the ass someday. Where did Sleepy come from? A patrol spotted him in the hills not far from Lady's tear-up. He didn't know who he was. I grunted. I laid a narrow look on the kid as he passed. It took this whole mob to bring him in. Took them all to hunt him down. You all right now? What happened? I had one of my seizures, like I used to have when I went back to Dejigore. He frowned, tossed off orders right and left. Soldiers scattered to resume chores they shouldn't have abandoned. Did you know that one I had your bow? My bow? What bow? The one Lady gave you as a present. No, I didn't, though maybe I told him to put it away for me one time or something. I haven't seen it in so long I'd forgotten it. He sniffed the air. What else did you find? I still smelled of beer. All kinds of treasures, and circumstantial evidence that one I wasn't planning to stay away forever. Croker grunted. It was getting too dark to